prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
The word revolution comes from the Latin word revolutio. A revolution is described as a fundamental change in political power or organizational structures that takes place in a relatively short period of time when a section of the population rises up in revolt against the current authorities. The history of the world is one of revolution. Across all the continents, revolutions have helped to shape the current political, economic, and cultural realities we have today. Here in Africa, a significant revolution took place yesterday in the African Union Hall in Addis Ababa. After 29 years as the undisputed leader of African football, Issa Hayatou was voted out of office. The new president of the Confederation of African Football is Ahmad Ahmad from Madagascar, who led a band of rebels to overthrow the established order of African football. Change is the only constant thing in life. But will the coming of Ahmad bring positive change for African football? Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be reviewing yesterday's extraordinary scenes in Addis Ababa, where after almost 30 years, Issa Hayatou was replaced by an unknown as the new president of the Confederation of African Football. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very quick break and we'll return with the program proper. Ahmad Ahmad is the new president of the Confederation of African Football, emerging in a shock victory over longtime incumbent Issa Hayatou. International sports journalist Osasu Obayuana witnessed the elections and he gave his thoughts afterwards.
This is Sports Planet.
34 votes to 20, it's a huge margin. Nobody expected it. I thought it was going to be a close election. A lot of observers and even the FA presidents thought that it would be a close election. So to see that Hayatou was defeated in that way is a huge shock, and his supporters are totally distraught at the moment.
Ahmad is from Madagascar, which, as football goes, is a minnow in global terms. Is his country's lack of football profile likely to be relevant in how well he does?
Well, not necessarily, because I think it's all about this vision for the game. He's given the continent a program of what he wants to do. During his pre-election speech to the Congress here, he said that the first thing he was going to do was to organize a proper ethics system for CAF, to have a proper ethics committee and body. He's also talked about ensuring that the national associations get more money from CAF and also improving their revenue. So I think it's a question of whether he's able to live up to the promises he has made. If he's able to do that, I think where he comes from is not very relevant.
Africa clearly wanted a change. Was there one thing that ultimately dislodged Hayatou?
The fact that he's been there for 29 years. It's as simple as that. I think that's what a lot of people felt was enough. The new federation presidents, the FA presidents, who have come over the last 3 or 4 years, they've been growing in number, and they've had this prevalent view that it was time to change the president of CAF. A lot of people thought that because of Hayatou's known political sagacity, he would be able to live down the rebellion from these group of federation presidents, but it was very clear that his time was up.
What were Hayatou's biggest achievements, and how will he be remembered?
Well, I think to be fair to him, even though personally I feel he should have left 5-6 years ago, you have to acknowledge that the African Cup of Nations has grown during his time. The financial situation of CAF has improved during his time. I mean, he said when he started in 88, they barely had $200,000 in the bank. Now, according to him, they have cash reserves of $150 million. So that's a long way from where they were in 1988.
How will Ahmad's election affect the future of African football?
This is a very, very good question, because it's one thing to make campaign promises and it's another thing to execute them. And it's also another thing to adapt to the peculiarities and the needs of 55 African countries, because Zanzibar is the new addition to the Confederation of African Football. They are now a full member of CAF, and they are also going to go for FIFA membership like Gibraltar have done. So I think the future is yet unwritten for him. To say that we expect so many things, I think it's somewhat premature, because the circumstances that even made him to contest, don't forget, are peculiar. Only members of the executive committee of CAF could contest. None of the federation presidents could, and he was the only one that made up his mind from the executive to go for the presidency. So we would have to see how well he does.
That was Osasu Obayuana speaking to the BBC's Alan Green about yesterday's CAF elections that saw Madagascar's Ahmad Ahmad emerge as the new president of the continental body.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And that is all we have for you on today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. My name is Tunde Kweki, and before I go, I would like to say happy birthday to Mrs. Hawa Mustafa Otaru, who is a year older today. Here's wishing you many more amazing years.
Give the most I prison for the year I breathe, for the centuries. Me, I forgive the most I praise for the year I breathe. Oh, for the papers and trees and trees. And that's what me sing. Alle, alleluia. Alle, alleluia. Alle, alleluia. Alle, alleluia. Last night some boy tried kill me half. Shoot up my car, only can't make me drive half. And they thank God to me jump and pass. Girl look like Swiss cheese holes all over. What if I happen if I die that day? Shit my music for stuff till it play. You go call yes and my papa don't die, cause my mama don't cry, die. And that's why you